Hi there, I'm Ashley Selman, and welcome to the Evolution Trainers podcast, Healthy is Happy. Our goal is to provide you with the latest health and fitness information so that you can be informed to make decisions to optimize your health and ultimately your happiness. Hi there. Welcome to Evolution Trainers podcast. This is Ashley Selman, owner of Evolution Trainers, and I'm here today with Abby White. Hey, Abby.
Hey there.
We're going to be talking about prioritizing your fitness and the importance of that to be able to fit it into our busy lives and to have success with our fitness programs. Before we jump into the topic, Abby's been a trainer for over 11 years now and has been at Evolution for 5 years, and Abby's got a pretty diverse background, from Pilates to working at the IMG Academy and studying under the Exos Performance Systems. And I know personally working with Abby that she's got a great breadth of knowledge that she really uses to work with a lot of clients. So Abby, tell us just a little bit about how you got into the fitness industry and where you are now with that.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. I'm a big podcast fan, so it's really exciting to be on this with you.
That's great.
So I guess I had a natural progression into training from being an athlete growing up, and I played sports up through college and also studied kinesiology. So it was kind of just the next progression from graduating college. And I didn't really know this industry existed until I kind of stumbled into it. And I've been here ever since. I didn't look back. So you know, a couple years later, I met you and came to Evolution, and I feel like that's when things really started to take off for me.
Yeah, that's great. I know, it's funny, when I got started in training 20 years ago, it really wasn't looked at as much of a career. It was sort of like a hobby on the way to your career. So it's pretty cool that now it is a more reputable profession, and a lot of really smart, educated people are going into it. So it's cool that you have that similar journey where you weren't even sure it was a profession, and now you're like, this is what I want to do. So, yeah. All right, so tell us a little bit about, what do you mean about prioritizing people's fitness? How do they prioritize it? Why is that an important part of getting clients set up for success?
Well, time management is a really important piece of the puzzle that often can be overlooked, because if you're starting out or if you've been exercising for a long time, it can be overwhelming and you have this idea of where you might want to go. But if you don't have a game plan or don't know how to fit it into your daily lifestyle, then it can be a real challenge, especially where we live, especially with the types of people that we work with and also that we are. You know, it's really easy to stay busy. It's really easy to just keep taking on more responsibilities and priorities. So that's always kind of been the root of what I feel like starting off on the right foot is all about, or even just, you know, getting back off on the right foot, is just being able to manage your time. And with relation to fitness, if I, you know, I'm working with someone who's a mom, has two kids, works full time, has a husband, or, you know, vice versa the other way, or, you know, not neutral to just the mothers, but, you know, there's limited time for fitness. So that means it has to be efficient, and it's easy to let things slip in there. So just being a master of your time is really important, and just having the mindset of, okay, I need to have a plan. I need to prioritize this if it's important to me, because I want to be healthy, I want to be active, I want to be successful in this process. So I need to make sure that I can fit it into my day, because it can be done.
I love the topic of time management. I'm kind of a time management nerd myself, and I know, Abby, you're really good with managing your time as well. And I think the people that don't naturally manage their time, they're not used to either thinking that way, or as you said, their life gets so busy that they sort of lose control of their time management. I feel like this can be such important tools for them to use, because there's a quote that I love that says, the way you live your day is the way you live your life. And so our lives are literally made up of each of our days. So if our days are chaotic and we're not getting to the things that are important to us, then our lives are chaotic and we don't get to the things that are important to us. So I think that fits perfectly in what you're saying about prioritizing fitness, because that is such a big part of staying healthy, taking care of ourselves. So what are some tools maybe that you give your clients if they need some help in the time management category? Do you have some tools or some advice that you give your clients to get them to take those first steps of prioritizing fitness in their busy lives?
Absolutely. This is where I could just talk forever, so don't let me go off on a tangent. But at the root of it, it really all just starts with being extremely clear on what are your priorities and what's your goal for this. And that has to involve outside factors too, because you know you want to come to the gym, you want to have your workouts, you want to make them efficient. So it has to be scheduled at a time that is going to work with everything else in your life. So a tool would be take a look at your schedule the week before, or like personally me, I bookend my days. So I take a look at my schedule and I schedule exercise and mealtime eating time. I book it like an appointment and I guard that time, because if I don't, it can just get away from me so easily. So just taking a look at your schedule in advance and try to pre-plan that, you know, exercise and food time and things like that.
Yeah, let me jump in there. I do think that's actually why I think as a profession, personal trainers are as helpful as they are. One of the reasons is because people do treat their appointments with trainers as an appointment, and they typically don't miss. So people need to take that same philosophy when they're doing the extra things they need to do on their own at home, or on their when they're working out on their own or their meals, and still treat those and respect that time as an appointment. I think that's a huge key, and so easy to calendar these days with, you know, Google Calendar or, you know, all the technology we have. So really putting things in, I think, is a great strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally being self-employed, you really have to do that, because time can really get away from you. Another side tip on just what we were talking about too is I also try to encourage people to keep it simple. So we can plan out everything to a T, but some days you might only have a short amount of time, or something happens that you have to adjust. So just personally, like when I mentioned how I book it in there, I might only have 15 minutes one day, so I'll just go outside, take a walk, or maybe I'll do some bands. But it's more just about keeping that consistent habit and not letting it get, you know, not keeping that big rock in the mix. So
I love it, because I do agree people can get overwhelmed. Like, I don't have an hour to do, you know, my workout, or so then they skip it all together. When I think you're right, being really realistic with your time, and if it is 15 minutes, that's okay. But still put it in like as an appointment and protect that time. And that's a huge, once that becomes a habit, that's a huge way to be more successful, is to have that consistency. All right, those are great. So be realistic, start simple, make appointments, managing your time, plan ahead. What are some, you have any other tips in there?
Keep track.
What do you mean by that?
So what I mean by is keep track of what you're doing. So what I do, I feel like this is a little dorky, but I keep a dry erase board in my room, and every day that I work out within a month, I put a check.
And nice. It's the gold star system. We use this with our kids all the time.
Yeah, it still works for me. It keeps me accountable, and I encourage my clients to do that too. Some people like to do it, keep track through their iPhones or their, I know there's all kinds of apps and programs and Fitbits and all kinds of ways to keep track, but that's really the tangible way where you can get that feedback. So keeping track is totally important with being a management tool.
Accountability and keeping track is huge. You're right. That's why Fitbit, that's what made Fitbit popular and successful, is that it's a way for people to keep accountable to moving every day, and sort of that almost that little competition with themselves. And so whether it's through a Fitbit, whether it's through being accountable with a workout buddy or your family or yourself with your check mark on your board, I think that's a great point. So accountability and keeping track. Mm-hmm. Give us one more.
One more? Okay, so this is probably the most fun one that I enjoy doing with myself, and also reminding people I work with, is celebrate your success. And so with you've done all this stuff to keep track and you've been consistent and manage your time, so let's take a look at the previous month and let's look at how you did and let's celebrate. So you started here and now we're here, and now you can do this when you couldn't do it before. And for me, it's a little more process oriented, the way I keep track, because I plan on exercising for the rest of my life, so I don't have to necessarily rush things. So I try to more focus on, am I consistently doing the habits that I need, and then I can look back and be like, let's celebrate that success because I did, But with clients I work with, it might be a little more action-oriented, like now you can do push-ups, when before we had to be on your knees, or something to that effect. So
it could either be, so maybe to explain that for people who aren't maybe super familiar with different types of goals, so you're celebrating behavioral goals, like I got 6 check marks this week would be a celebration versus I lost 10 pounds or something like that.
Yeah, like an action, I hit my action goal. Like I set out to exercise 20 times last month and I hit that goal. Because if you can consistently do those things, then you're going to be able to hit your goals and stick with them long term versus, oh, I got there quick, but I'm not sure how I got there.
Definitely. Yeah, there's so much research out about habits now, as we've studied a lot here, and that it's the consistent daily small habits that will actually bring the bigger long-term success rather than the big changes that seem real impressive in the short term, but they tend to not last.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. All right, so shifting gears a little bit, tell us maybe what are some common struggles that you see your clients experience when they're trying some of these tips with time management, and how do you help them get back on track? So talk about some struggles that you know some of your clients go through.
A lot of the struggle is usually just whatever's happening in life, like work stuff, last minute meetings, or kids get sick, or just, you know, sick has been kind of a big one this year.
Yeah.
There's been stuff going around. So I just try to encourage them to just, let's, you know, go back to the basics. So what's the goal for right now? What's the focus point? And then are we keeping track? How are we doing on that? And then just keep kind of basically just restart the process. So, okay, what's our priority this week? What can you commit to? And then let's get it done. A common thing that I say a lot is set your plan and work your plan. Then you take yourself out of it. So if you work your plan and then get yourself out of the way.
So your set your plan is doing the scheduling, building in your schedule, know when your sort of appointments are going to be that you are going to be spending on your workouts, and then work your plan is just sticking to it.
Yep, just stick to it.
I like it.
Don't let yourself out of it.
Yeah. And the other thing, you know, you mentioned, you know, a kid getting sick or an unexpected meeting, and that sometimes there are things out of our control that will get in the way of our plan. But I think the biggest thing there is to just jump back right on the horse. So like not let that derail you longer term than it has to. Like, so maybe you miss a workout one day, but that doesn't mean it's going to then affect the rest of your week. You get right back on your plan the next day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Really cool. Good. So tell me a little bit about yourself, maybe a little more personal. What are some things you do to stay motivated, to stay on track of keeping, you know, obviously you're good with the time management, you know how to fit it into your life, but what are some things that keep you motivated maybe on the days where it's hard for you to fit it in? Either you have things getting in the way or you're tired, you're working long days. How do you stay committed to this?
Well, I like to mix it up. I like to try new things. I like to learn new stuff. So I try to get outside of my regular comfort zone, and I really mix it up. I like to take group classes. I like to take spin class. I like to work out with coworkers, just because it keeps me motivated, because I can always learn and get new ideas and kind of new inspiration from what other people are doing. And I think it also comes back to, I grew up playing team sports, so I feel it's more fun for me if I'm with other people, and kind of having that connection and bond. So that's
great.
Yeah.
So variety is the spice of life is one.
Yeah.
And do it with friends. Also, I think what your point also is find things you really love or that are fun for you. So for some people that's being outside, maybe in nature, maybe being with their dog. So finding things that you enjoy. I know that's one way to keep people motivated.
Yeah. Another thing I kind of mentioned before, too, was that most people that are trainers are pretty active, and so I plan on being active forever, as long as I still can. And that just gives me a lot of motivation and just inspiration, because there's so much to learn. There's so many new things to do that if I've got, hopefully, a lot of time to just explore new things and meet new people and try new ways to exercise. So that's a big motivator too.
So let me ask you to go one step deeper there. Why is being active your entire life so important to you?
That's a good question. I'm a better person when I'm staying active. I'm better for my family. I feel like I can give more to others when I am regularly exercising. And it could, I mean, like I mentioned before with other things, I try to give myself a little grace and just patience that some days it's light, some days it's weight, some days, you know, whatever it is, it's more just the active, healthy lifestyle. So I feel better, I can give more to others, and I just feel like it's, I can be the best version of myself by being active. So that has to be a main staple for me.
I love what you said there. I think there's so many people out there, especially moms, and I don't want to single them out, but I think this is really true for them, is that there can be a guilt associated with taking care of yourself. Like, I'm so busy, all these people need me, I don't have the time to take care of myself. It feels guilty to prioritize myself. But as you said, it's sometimes it's like putting your oxygen mask on first, where if you do take the time to take care of yourself first, you actually show up in a better, healthier, more positive way for your loved ones, for the people that are relying on you. So kind of shifting that mindset that it's actually an unselfish act to take care of yourself, because it's going to make you allow you to be better prepared to help anyone that's in your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I love that point. I love that point.
Better than me.
Well, I just, when you said that, it made me think of that. So I love that.
Right.
The one thing I do for myself to keep myself motivated, committed, it's going back to what we said in the very beginning of the time management, is really structuring my days from the beginning. And I just wanted to make one more point on that. You know, I structure my days every week. I put in what's realistic, workout-wise, other things I need to do. And I've had some people comment to me before that seems so structured, and then that seems kind of like over, like it's going to take away their ability to feel free, or you know, it's like too structured. But in my experience, the one thing I will say is the more structured I am with planning my time, the more free I actually feel, because then I feel like I don't have all these things hanging over my head that I feel like I should do, or when am I going to do? And it just is a sense of calm when I know I have it in place. So I just wanted to comment on that. I don't know if you had any comment or any experience yourself with that, or any of your clients that have had any struggle with sort of not being hesitant to be so structured.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you and I might be a little similar personality with that department, but there's people I work with that are complete opposites, and that I tell them plan and they freak out, you know, they don't do that. So I think it comes down to meeting people where they're at, and through just communicating and figuring out what's realistic for them, like what can you commit to? Can you, you know, before work or after, you know, just break it down based on, let's take a look at your day and just tell me what's going on, and I can provide some options for you, so then you can pick, okay, this is a gap, so this time or this time, and then they can choose, and you know, just more about creating options for them, because they might not be as excited and into it as I am, but we can still meet them where they're at. And I really feel like it's also my job to help them fill in these gaps too, because everybody's different and has different agendas. But if you're motivated enough, you want to commit to this journey and become healthy, then you do have to have somewhat of a structure to it. So that would be my take.
I love that. And I think what you're saying over and over is be realistic, meet people where they're at, be realistic with your time so that you can be successful and it's not taking on too much at once. I think that's a huge point for people, because I do think people are often overwhelmed. So being realistic and taking baby steps, I think it's a big, it's something you continue to say, which is very important. So any final or additional tips you want to share, or any parting words that you want to give to our listeners before we close up today?
Yeah, absolutely. So have fun. Try new things. That's a good one. Keep track of what you're doing, because then you can always look back and celebrate your success. Mm-hmm. And then my personal motto is give your best effort in everything you do, and you can't let yourself down.
I love that. Spoken with wisdom, Abby. I love it. So I love it. I think we went over a lot of great tips today. Hopefully people can put some of those into action. But the bottom line is just making sure you keep your health and fitness as a priority, so you can continue to live a healthy, happy life. And it's been really fun talking to you on this topic today, Abby. I know that we can geek out on this together, but hopefully some listeners out there can take some tips from us and put them to use.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks everyone. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again soon.